can't get enough of the fan in the morning?
Shown up.
Because this is nothing like that.
Working.
Al and Jerry are here with stories they'd never get to cover on the morning show.
Very sexy robot.
Hey, look at that pig.
Shenanigans.
Naked yoga.
My mother had a bad experience with these goats.
Let's hump the fence.
It's Al and Jerry's post-game podcast.
Hey, here we go. We do a podcast for you. What up, Al? How are you, man?
Oh, hi there, Jerry. So, you know, I eat a lot of eggs. Like, I eat 4 eggs a day for lunch every day, almost 7 days a week.
Yep.
Minimum 6 days. So, the other
day. You pooped out an egg.
I did not.
And you had a child.
I have a little half chicken, half young man.
There you go.
I took an egg out of the egg carton the other day, and when I went to turn it over to crack the egg, the entire bottom part of the egg on the outside on the shell, all feathers.
You're kidding.
No.
Man. What farm are you getting these eggs from again?
No, I get them from the store.
Oh, I thought you were buying the local ones.
No. I haven't done that in a long time.
Okay. That's weird.
Yeah, it was really weird. In some ways, I thought, well, isn't this a fresh egg?
That also give you the same feeling, though, about eating chicken bones?
Yeah.
Ugh, I don't want to see feathers on the eggs.
Yeah, it was a whole bunch of feathers.
God darn. Okay.
Yeah, I took a picture. I'll have to send it to you.
Did you eat it?
I did eat it. Yep, cracked the egg and ate it.
All right, well.
I took a photo of it, said, this is interesting.
That is interesting.
Cracked the egg, fried it up.
That's pretty funky.
And ate it. I do think it's very strange that eggs are one of the most fragile items that you could purchase in a grocery store. And the carton,
packaging sucks.
It sucks. I can't tell you how many times when I go to buy eggs, I did it again yesterday, take the eggs off the shelf, open it up to see if there's...
Seven cracked
there's
eggs.
There's at least one cracked all the time.
That's why you can't just pick them up and go.
Yeah, you can't just pick up and go.
Imagine what the return rate is from supermarkets back to the farms. Because they're not eating that.
Yeah, I wouldn't think
if
so.
If eggs are broken, I'm sure they get credit on the broken eggs.
Right. You would think at some point they'd go, we should really step up our packaging.
But what are you going to do, though?
I don't know.
You would have to have them in some sort of a...
Like bubble wrap. But even that would crush an egg.
Anything that stops vibration so that they don't get knocked around and broken. I don't know what you would do.
Yeah. I will say that for as fragile as it seems, I rarely see a lot of cracked eggs.
Agreed. But a lot of times you open them and you'll see one or two.
Yeah. Do you think it's because I thought of doing this yesterday when I was there. The kind of eggs that I wanted to get, the brand and the type, there was four cartons.
Right.
I only wanted to get two of them, and I found two of them which were perfectly fine. But the other two packages had broken eggs, but not all of them were broken. And I felt like I could have pieced together.
Mixed and matched?
Made one whole carton of full eggs and then one whole carton of cracked eggs. They could just send the carton back.
You probably
I didn't know if I would
that.
Be if I was allowed to do that in the
I'm sure
supermarket.
They would kick you out.
You, sir, come with me.
Get out. But I think that's actually a very good idea so that you're not wasting eggs.
Yeah, not wasting eggs. Like you're still then able to sell that carton of eggs because none of them are cracked.
And you were ready to buy them.
I was ready to buy them.
That's right.
I've also started really looking out for expiration dates. And strangely, a lot of foods in the supermarket.
Outdated?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, like in the yogurt section.
Well, yogurt I always check because I don't, I bought a package yesterday. I made sure, because I have bought yogurt that was and not realized they were outdated and opened them like you did and they were molding them.
Yeah.
And that's a pain in the ass.
That sucks.
There are, but milk I make sure I check.
Yep. Got to check the milk.
Yogurt I check. I'm trying to think what else.
Then you got
to
do that. You got to do like, you worked in a supermarket, right?
I did.
I did as well. Yep. So we know the trick, Jerry, that when they get new milk in, a new milk delivery, they put the new milk behind the
old
milks.
You want to get rid of it.
They want to sell the old milk. So the key is to go deep into the freezer, refrigerator, for the yogurts or for the milks to get the one that's got the most lifespan.
Yes, I agree.
Do you think everyone knows that trick or no?
I think everybody would be pretty stupid not to.
You think a grandmother's going to the store has no no food work experience.
I think the grandmother knows more than we do. We're talking about years and years and years of shopping.
Years of shopping.
I think so. I do. Absolutely.
They're on to that. What they're counting on is a dumb, frat guy.
Grabbing
the first milk he
really
sees.
Just men.
Right. They don't have to be frat guys.
Just men.
Just men.
That are stupid.
Men. I look, but I'm
you're a nutcase.
Food Town employee from many years ago. So I used to have to do that trick.
Had a, and also when you're out of stuff to block the aisle, yeah. Like the shelves to make it look full. I was always like when you go into the supermarket, you grab a can of soup or whatever, you open and there's nothing behind it. Like, what the hell? Like, oof, we got nothing here, do we?
We used to call that facing the aisle.
Oh, okay. We called it blocking.
Blocking?
Yeah. Facing, I don't know why.
Facing or blocking the aisle.
Yeah.
I'm considering, Jerry.
Changing to be a woman.
That I am not considering. I think at 55, I know my sex. This idea that I wore a sweatshirt today that I should have washed it. It's a new sweatshirt. I did not wash it. Normally, I do wash it, but for whatever reason, I said, I'm going to wear this, and then I'll wash it after I wear it. It had a chemical-y type of odor, like a fabric chemical odor. And I was like, what are we doing with these? That might be my next thing I obsess on.
Oh, God.
Material that clothing is made out of.
Pretty soon,
yeah.
Al's going to be walking in like palm tree leaves.
Yeah.
Because he's not going to buy anything from the stores.
Yeah, this is what I'm saying. But where do I go? Like, I actually Googled this today.
Or you mean like those people on Gilligan's Island that find Gilligan and the skipper, and they come walking near the auga, auga, ooga, ooga. And they're wrapped up in like natural leaves.
Yeah.
And their balls are covered by leaves off of a bush or something.
Mm-hmm.
That'll be you, Al.
I'm getting close to it because I feel like I've conquered food. Like, I know what food to bring into my home and what food not to bring into my home. My next thing might be what my shirts and pants are made out of.
Well, listen, you're eating cardboard now. Maybe you can start wearing it.
So just do the whole thing. It's just wherever I shop, the cardboard, the food, I could just wear it.
Look, Al's got a rice cake in front of his stuff.
My what?
I stopped myself.
Yeah.
In front of his stuff.
So I might just start wearing only organic cotton. This crossed my mind today.
All right, well, you have to throw a lot of stuff out.
I would have to throw, well, or donate stuff. Yeah.
Organic cotton will shrink too, right?
That I'm not sure about. I'm just starting my journey, Jerry.
Hey, look, I was wearing spandex. Nope, just the shirt he bought last week. He washed it once.
Yeah, I don't know what the deal is with that, but here's what I ideally would like from America. I want to be able to buy clothing that's not made with crappy chemical stuff, polyester and all that crap. And I want it made here in America. I don't want my clothing made in China or Vietnam or the thing I was wearing today is made in Jordan.
I think. Let's see. I mean, you could always start your own company.
I need USA-made organic cotton clothing. And if I could find that, Jerry, I might get rid of all my clothes and just buy from that one company, if that company exists.
All right. So let's see if this is real.
Yeah.
I don't know that it's not. USA-made t-shirts.
Mm-hmm.
Jones t-shirts. USA-made t-shirts. So what they're claiming.
I love that brand name, Jones. American-made t-shirts.
Yeah, they are claiming that they are made in America. I don't know that they are or they're not.
I did buy these t-shirts thanks to a Twitter follower who recommended them when I was complaining about t-shirts, called 3 Fit Theory, I think is the name of them.
Right.
And they're made in America, although they're not organic cotton. They are made in America.
Mm, okay.
I need the combo of both. I want to be made in America and organic cotton.
So this place, this is another one. This is called All American Clothing Company.
Hmm.
On the front page of their website, they say, we stock the tees from small, medium, blah, 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 blah. All our clothing types originate entirely from the USA. Our t-shirts come in a wide range of colors, blah, 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 blah. Our made in USA brand t-shirts designed, developed, and manufactured with attention to detail. I mean, they're claiming.
Yeah.
It says here, proudly made in the USA. And it says 100% cotton. It doesn't say organic cotton. But
right.
It says 100% cotton.
But it's still better than polyester and all that other crap.
Yeah, so.
But then imagine, Jerry, like, people would be like, oh, Merry Christmas, here's a shirt. Sorry, I can't wear this. It is not organic cotton, and it's not made here in America.
Yeah, that's
so weird. I would become very difficult to.
Well, even like if I wanted to buy you a gift basket of some sort, I wouldn't any longer.
Yeah, yeah, I'd be like,
a complete waste of time.
Yeah. But what is this? I also have heard this about, you know, that we get our our clothing and stuff manufactured in other countries.
Yeah.
That if we were to pull out of those countries in getting our T-shirts made there,
yeah,
that it would harm that country's economy, which you also don't want to do. I have heard that as a reason not that, like, even they go, oh, in China, you know, these kids are working for pennies on the dollar and yeah, they're making these sneakers and all this stuff. But that if you were to take that away, that country would really be in trouble.
Really?
Yeah.
Why is that our concern?
I'm not sure. And also, that may just be a way to make it seem nicer that we're having children make our clothing. We go, oh, but we're really helping this country.
I don't know about any of that. I can only imagine what those warehouses and factories look like. I don't know.
Yeah.
This website, though, has a T-shirt mm-hmm. that says, the shirt says, not made in China.
Well, I like that.
Yes. $25.
Then I also heard this, that there's a place in Italy that hired people from China to come over.
And paid them better?
Well, no, they just gave them a factory in this one town in Italy.
Okay.
But they're still manufacturing cheapo clothing. But because it's made in Italy, they're able to slap the label made in Italy, even though really it's China quality clothing. That seems like a ripoff.
Seems like everything in life is a scam.
Yes, that's what I'm saying, Jerry.
Honestly. Like everything seems like a scam.
Everything is a scam.
It's amazing. It really is.
I don't like it one bit.
And we're also very contradictory.
Yeah.
Hypocritical. And quite frankly, a-holes across the board.
Mm-hmm.
Humans.
Oh, just humans in general.
Because everyone's just, it's about making a buck. It really is amazing.
Everything
is about maximizing profits, making money. It's always like we talk about, like a big stock, a big company that is profitable forever will lose value because they didn't make more earnings than last. They were still profitable. They still made money, but because they didn't make a dollar more than last year, it's almost as if, what's going on? And the stock price tanks.
Right. I think that's what happens when you have a stock, a publicly traded stock.
It's crazy. Doesn't mean it's not successful, though.
Right.
My God, damn.
You also hear they go, oh, if we manufacture these shirts in America, they're going to cost a lot of money.
So that's what I always believe, too. Now, I'm looking at this company specifically, and I don't think these prices are nuts. I don't.
What do you got there?
Well, like, again, if they really are made, like the clothing is actually made and manufactured in America,
mm-hmm.
like a hoodie is $65. That's a normal price.
Very reasonable.
Now, I will come back to what we were talking about earlier this morning. The problem is if you've got that up against the Nikes, the Reeboks, the Under Armours, the Adidases, I still think most people are going to take the name brand one because we're so trained that way.
Yeah.
And I think it's very difficult. But I don't know. This doesn't seem like a crazy pricing to me. Again, if they're made in, like they say.
If it's true, right? Because who knows? Just because a website says it, we have no idea.
I don't know.
We have to do our due diligence, Jerry.
Like, it's one thing that they're pressing the shirts here.
Mm-hmm.
Are they actually making the shirts here?
Right.
And I don't know the answer to that. And they're claiming to.
I need to follow that chain of command from a shirt from where it is born to how it gets onto my back.
Buck Mason. Is that the one you just said to me?
No, but I feel like I've heard of Buck Mason.
Buck Mason, they are saying made in USA and saying made in USA tees. That's what they're saying.
What about Buck Naked?
Well, I mean, that would be in the U.S. too. There's no doubt about that.
That'd be no clothing.
Now, these shirts, so this makes sense to me.
Okay.
If they're made entirely in the U.S.,
mm-hmm.
T-shirts start at $45.
Yeah.
And they're plain.
Plain like T-shirt, not, yeah.
Yeah. There are some T-shirts that are $75.
I have certain T-shirts that I wear in the summer.
Yeah.
And I love a gray type of T-shirt. So mm-hmm. a lot of the shirts I have are gray.
Okay.
Various kinds of gray. Some of them, when I'm out in the sun in the summer just walking my dog,
yeah.
some of them, the material starts to burn my back, and some of them not at all. When the sun hits my back,
really,
with a certain material T-shirt, it starts to burn.
Wow,
like it's very hot.
Pretty wild.
I'd have to see what that like. I need to look at. There must be some sort of cheap polyester bullcrap.
How about that? Strange.
Yeah,
very strange.
Jerry, you're a guy who knows about cars, right?
A little bit, sure.
So my car now, and I did Google this, so I'll tell you what the Google said it could be. My car now, when I, no, I've got a 2018 Subaru.
Yep.
It has 143,000 miles on it.
Right.
When I start my car and it's cold, meaning the first start of the day, Jerry, a very loud rattling noise comes from the front.
Okay.
It's like, but then once I start driving, it goes away.
Hmm. I don't know what that is.
When I Googled it, timing chain or timing belt.
Hmm. Yeah, I wouldn't fool around with that.
That
I
would sounds go, expensive, right?
It could be.
Timing chain?
I honestly
chain?
Don't know.
Yeah.
I never heard timing chain. I've heard timing belt.
Yeah, look up timing chain and see if you come up with anything. I'm gonna have to look this up on YouTube later.
For
I got
sure.
a busy afternoon, Jerry. I've got to look this up.
I will tell you that Google is saying, and usually it's a lot more where we are, the cost to replace timing belts will depend on the car, but the average is generally between $500 and $1,100.
Perfect.
However, a broken timing belt could cost up to $2,000 or more. So that's why you don't want to fool around with it, because you don't want it to break.
I feel like, I'll be honest with you, Jerry, I feel like my car is at the
you've had enough.
Mechanic constantly.
Oh,
now.
Crap. If it's a timing chain?
Yeah.
Those, and this is Google. This isn't New Jersey pricing. This is like overall pricing, which means it's going to be more. According to this, the replacement of a timing chain between $1,600 and $2,000.
Man, now I'm going to leave that car on the side of the road if that's the case.
I would go trade it in now and let them fix it and resell it, because you'll still probably get good money because they want to sell the car. They want to sell a car, and it's probably more valuable to them, and they'll deal with the repair because they can fix it for nothing. They're not charging you anything.
Yeah, I have to. You know what I have to do is I have to bring this to my mechanic, have him see what it is and tell me what it costs, and then make a decision.
Where's your cutoff?
I think $1,000.
If you wait too long to get your timing chain replaced, you might need to replace the entire engine, which could cost around $6,000.
That I'm not doing.
No.
I'm opening $6,000 into a car.
I would not fool around. I would go this week.
Yeah.
And just see what the deal is. And if you got to figure out a new car, then just do it.
$1,000.
What did you just, but you didn't spend anything, right? They actually gave it a clean bill of health. Oh, no, you did get something replaced.
Yeah, I got wheel bearing replaced. That's that was right. $700.
Oh my God. It sucks, doesn't it?
It does. Like there's definitely, you start to look and go, okay, what point am I going to be? Because it's not only are you putting money into a car, right? But it's like, trying to figure out, like, oh, now I have to drop this car off. Now I need another car to get to work.
It's a pain in the ass.
Because I got to swap this car.
I know. I'm well aware.
It's annoying.
I know. Where you got to rent the car. I know.
And then for something like that where I go, oh, it only vibrates the first startup of the morning. Well, how am I doing that to show the guy?
So it won't do it. So when you go out now, it won't do it?
It might do it now, yeah.
You telling him what it is, he'll know what to look for
at
least.
Yeah, that's true.
So if again, we sound like two novices because I don't know much about this, but if the timing belt or the timing chain looks worn or looks like they're going to break or snap, he should be able to tell that.
Yeah, that's true.
So I wouldn't be too concerned about that.
All right. Man.
Yeah, I would go like soon.
I don't want to go soon, Jerry.
I know. I understand.
I want to take a nap.
So do I.
That's what I want to do. I don't want to be
dealing with
stay
up till midnight
timing.
Tonight and watch all the stuff?
No. I will come in here tomorrow morning.
You'll watch the Met game.
Oh, I will watch the Met game. Yeah, 4 o'clock. Yeah. 100%. I'll watch the full Met game. I will come in and watch the Yankee highlights and the Jets.
Okay.
Lowlights.
At what point will you watch the Rangers?
I will not even consider the New York Rangers as playing tonight.
Devils, Islanders. You gonna watch the Islanders? The Devils at one.
No.
You could have a sports day, Al.
I am not putting the Devils on at one.
I know you probably don't get them anyway.
I do not.
About it.
Yeah. I do not get the Devils.
I didn't think so.
I don't want the Devils. I don't want the Islanders. I don't want the Rangers. Playoff baseball. Right now, I would actually say playoff baseball is ahead of regular season NFL football for me.
Well, your team's in at number one.
Yeah.
The games have been good. And football's been, I can't believe I'm saying this, but football has been boring. I have not enjoyed the football season yet.
At what point can we stop? Like Boomer was doing it again today. He goes, it's only 5 weeks. It's only 6 weeks. Like, can you say that 9 weeks in?
I don't know.
Listen, we're only 9 weeks in. We could still turn this around.
You know,
and
who, said, you know who usually says that?
Who?
Teams that are losing.
Yes.
Teams that are losing say, well, it's only 6 weeks. We'll figure it out. Like, yeah. That's all I heard from the Cowboys yesterday. Hey, we got the bye week. It's we're 3-3. We're not 1-5. It's only 6 games.
Yeah.
I know, but the way you're losing shows me a lot. You know, the way the Giants lost last night shows me a lot. It's like, God. It's, you know, it's one thing if you lose a good game 35-28. All right, they beat you. What are you going to do? Man, when you lose 47-9 or you only score 7 points in front of your home crowd, like, those are telling games.
Yeah, that's a bad sign, Jerry.
I think. If the Jets don't play well tonight, I mean, football in New York could be... like, baseball might go longer than football here. Or feel like it, anyway.
Yeah, I think if the Jets lose tonight, then baseball will be going on longer than our interest in football.
I think it's possible, because yeah. Then you would have... the Bills would be 4-2. The Jets would be... what are the Jets, 2-3?
2-3.
So they'd be 2-4, having lost the first of 2 games to the Bills already. Yeah, I don't know. It's weird. Yep. And yes... there are still 11 games left. I know that. But unlike a team like the Bengals that we reference all the time, the Jets haven't shown me the ability yet to win, with or without Aaron Rodgers.
Correct.
So I don't know.
Jerry, you got ourselves some Charles Tirrett shirts they dropped off.
Yes, we did. Very nice. Thank you. Made in America.
What kind of neck size you got over there?
Oh, I don't know. Can you see it?
Mine says 15 and a half.
Well, if I could see, I would tell you. I can't see through the plastic.
I have a 15.5-inch neck and a 33-inch arms.
I got... boy, I'm fat. They gave me a 17.5-inch neck. Hey, fatso.
It must have been like whenever we measured our necks, like that'll be forever what Charles Tirrett has on your file until you tell them otherwise.
Yeah, maybe. Sure. Very nice of them to send in.
Yeah, very nice.
Very nice of them to send in.
Yeah. All right, Jerry, let's do the warm-up show.
All right.
We come in tomorrow. We're going to talk about the New York Mets. We're going to talk about the New York Yankees. And we're going to talk about the New York Jets. Those three teams. There's a full show tomorrow.
Love
for everybody.
It. So...